Welcome to this episode of Anesthesia on Air, the podcast from the Royal College of Anesthetists. My name is Dr. Ashwini Kesh Kamath, elected council member of the Royal College of Anesthetists and a specialist anesthetist working at Dartford and Gravesham NHS Trust. And I'm joined today by Dr. Derek McLaughlin. So Derek is a consultant anesthetist working in Scotland, and he is the chair of the Portfolio Pathway Executive Committee. Derek has been involved as an assessor of the CESAR applications previously under the Equivalence Committee at the college for over 10 years and has extensive experience in this area. He also is a part-time farmer. Welcome, Derek.
Hello, Ashwini.
Thank you so much for joining us. So this is the first of the series of podcasts, and we are hoping will benefit the members embarking on their journey on portfolio pathways. So without further ado, let's dive into the conversations. Could you tell us about portfolio pathway and what is the role of the college?
Thank you, Ashwini. I'd be delighted to. So the portfolio pathway is designed for doctors who haven't completed a GMC approved training scheme. But importantly, they can demonstrate that they've got the knowledge, the skills, and the experience to become a consultant in the UK. It's a pathway that has, I suppose, developed over the years and been known under different names, but the current name is the Portfolio Pathway. In terms of the college, I think the first thing I'd like to say is that the whole process of the portfolio pathway and gaining entry to the special register is actually owned and governed by the GMC. It is not the college that does that. What we do in the college is that after the applicants had a long interaction with the GMC liaison officer, we receive their application, and it's our job as college assessors to review the evidence that's there and evaluate if the applicant has provided enough evidence that they do have the knowledge, the skills, and the experience to become a practicing consultant in the UK.
Thanks, Derek. So we are aware that there was a change in the PMET order. So since the amended PMET order, the word equivalence is no longer associated with CESAR. So could you tell us about the background that brought this change?
So I think the first thing to do is maybe define what the PMET order is. So PMET just stands for Postgraduate Medical Education and Training Order. And it's a bill that goes through Parliament, and there was a change that was proposed a couple of years ago that went through Parliament in December of 2022, and it became effective in November of 23. And what that new order did, it changed the standard that we were going to use, and it moved away from this idea of talking about equivalence. Previous to this, any applicant who wanted to be on the specialist register had to demonstrate that they were completely equivalent to a trainee going through a CCT program in the UK. The new standard, which is known as the KSE standard, Knowledge, Skills and Experience standard, has simplified this. It's a new pathway, and it's more flexible and hopefully much more accessible to the applicant.
Thanks, Derek. I hope that's getting more clearer to our members now. So I know you have been such an inspiration in your career journey, and I remember listening to your talk about collating evidence for CESAR years ago. So who, according to you, should embark on the journey of portfolio pathway, and what would be your advice to them?
So I think we need to recognise that our workforce is incredibly diverse. Now, we're much more reliant on locally employed doctors from overseas. And these doctors who are providing service for us are not coming without a huge amount of experience from other countries. And much of that experience is relevant. So the new pathway hopefully will help them get that experience recognised and be entered into the specialist register. However, let's not forget about our own UK doctors, who sometimes life events happen, exam failures happen, and they may have been in a training programme, they've stepped off. And at some point, after whatever the issue is, things have got a lot better, and they have managed to get the test of knowledge, and are now looking to become a consultant. And the portfolio pathway is a vehicle in which they can become a consultant without having to, I suppose, try and get back onto a national training program. We know how difficult it is to get onto a training program, and the competition ratios are very high. So I think in terms of who is this for, it's for doctors who come from overseas with a lot of experience, and it's for our own doctors who've got the accepted test of knowledge and wish to go down that pathway. Because not everyone does want to take this on board.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? There are many other alternative career pathways, and there are many ways to be an anaesthetist. What support can the college provide to its members?
I think that the college has really recognized that the portfolio pathway, or the CSER program, as it's called in Article 14 before then, it's really expanding, and it's expanding quite rapidly. So the college has recognized that there's a huge appetite for this pathway. So from the college perspective, we have, first of all, recognised this. We have gone out and we've brought in more assessors who have experience, but maybe not experience of doing portfolio assessment. So we need to train these assessors up. So we're increasing the number of assessors that we've got. We're developing online resources for, and this podcast is an example of one. And on top of that, people like myself and my other colleagues who've been doing this for a while, we're very happy to go along to any local, regional and national conference and give presentations on what the portfolio pathway is about and our top tips to success. And of course, not necessarily for the portfolio pathway, but for anyone who's a member of the college, the lifelong learning platform, which is an incredibly valuable resource. So that's something I think that anybody who embarks on portfolio pathway must use.
I know, that's true, isn't it? I mean, there's so much work that has been ongoing at the background at the college. And this is one of the ways we are putting out these mini series to support our members. So, Derek, you mentioned about the workforce crisis. And of course, we do have lots of international medical graduates come into the UK, and of course, the UK trainees as well, who are likely to embark on the portfolio pathway journey. So what would be your top tips of someone who is just starting or thinking about the portfolio pathway?
I think, Ashwini, and the first thing people should do is go to the Royal College website, to the portfolio pathway pages, where there's excellent resources that can be links that are there that can be downloaded. So you would be downloading the SSG, the Subject Specialty Guidance, the 2021 curriculum, and the various other guides that are there. Clearly, you need to read them thoroughly, but some of them might be a bit confusing. So at this point, it'd be helpful to speak to the college tutor, regional advisor, and just find someone else who's done a portfolio pathway or a CSER pathway and have a chat with them. But starting at the college pages, I think, is the first place people want to do. That would be where my talk to.
Oh, yes, definitely. So thank you, Derek. I think, yes, from what I have heard, so the specialty-specific guidance, I guess, should be the holy book for anyone who is embarking on that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if what people need to do is, once they've got that, they need to do what we call a gap analysis. They'll look at the evidence that they currently have and what's missing from the curriculum documents and the SSG. And when you've done that, and you probably need a little bit of help from the college tutor, regional advisor, just to get you started on that, or even better, someone who's done a portfolio pathway themselves.
Yes, thank you. So I think we have run out of time and we need to draw this podcast to a close. So thank you, Derek, for your time and for the interesting conversations. And thanks to you all for listening. We'll have more information and useful links in the episode description. You can catch the rest of this Portfolio Pathways mini-series and loads of more podcasts like this if you subscribe to Anesthesia On Air. So make sure you review us whilst you are there. Thank you so much, and bye until next time.